Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
Well, Oklahoma State University crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson talks about a few high prices that are being seen in the wheat market right now.
Well, the current situation is relatively high prices. You can go back to November the 23rd, just before Thanksgiving. We had $8.46 wheat in northern Oklahoma and $8.33 wheat in southern Oklahoma. You move into the current situation, about $7.73 in northern Oklahoma and $7.56 in southern Oklahoma. That's a 73-cent price decline in the price of wheat. It's 73 cents, and 73 cents is important to producers. But go back to last year. This time last year, we had $4.90 wheat. And you look at the average wheat price from 2009 to now, it's about $5.50. So as you look at the contracts going out to 22, 765 in northern Oklahoma, 755 in southern Oklahoma, compared to 490, those are relatively good prices.
What caused prices to drop off?
Well, the market got oversold. In other words, prices are like a pendulum, and they tend to go when they're going up too high, and when they're going down too low. And so we just had some market adjustment in price. Plus, you had the Australian harvest going on. It was wet early in that harvest. We was talking about lower yields. We was talking about poor quality. But they're getting better yields and higher production than anticipated. And that had a negative impact on our prices. Argentina's completing their harvest. That wheat's coming on the market, driving the prices down a little bit. And of course, we're in the holiday season, and so you've got slim volume. Sales can drive prices down more than they would in a regular marketing period.
Well, what are some things you're watching right now?
Well, between now and June, when we get into our winter wheat harvest, about 25% of the world's wheat crop will have been harvested. But those countries harvesting are India, selected Eastern Asian countries, North Africa. Very little of that wheat will be put on the export market. So we got a limited supply of exportable wheat. The next exportable wheat to come on the market will be our harvest. So I think our prices will be relatively high as we get into June. Now you look at the weather forecast, hot, dry conditions are above average temperatures, below average precipitation. We lose this crop, those prices, we could see $8 or $9 price. We've already had $8 wheat, but we could see $9 wheat. We have a big crop, and we have a big crop in India, and India exports some wheat. We could have our prices below $7. But right now, it looks like we'll have $7+ wheat as we get into the June, July time period.
To hear more from OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, on his weekly show, SunUp, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.